your blade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Last update on the left.
Welcome to the new show, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
This is a new show.
No!
It's the first new show that we've done in a while, and guess what? The new show, hell of a lot like the old show.
Yeah!
Welcome to Last Update on the Left.
We are going, in this new series, based entirely on this magical rectangle in your hand, only on the app, bitches. Is that good?
Yeah.
That help? I can't say serving cunt anymore.
No, you. Oh, did you already
use it all up
on our makeover mandate?
Oh, my lord. Did I? Yes, we really expanded that. Hi, I'm Henry Zebrowski.
I'm Ed Larson. I'm super excited for the new show. This is going to help me out. I feel like I'm fucking a decade behind you all, and so I need this.
Yeah, and so,
personally.
But for the new show, we were tasked with our lords and masters at our advertising companies to say, hey, like, what if you do something fun and different? Mm-hmm. We're like, what if it's sort of? And what we'll do is this thing, we'll update old episodes,
yeah,
old topics that we have not, like that have been years since we've, and now, like, we can relook at it in kind of a concise, fun way that I hope that you like.
Well, as you say, Ed, you know, you feel like you're a decade behind. In some cases, we're talking about stuff that we spoke of 12 years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Today's episode, in fact, the one that we're starting off with, was something that we first talked about in, I'm pretty sure, 2012.
Pretty certain.
Yeah, 2011, 2012. Lord Rael.
Mr. Lord Rael.
Now, Eddie, you don't know who Lord Rael is?
I know a little bit. I remember y'all had some weird beef when we were back at the creek.
Yeah.
I remember you guys always yelling at him. And I remember seeing a couple of videos at the old live shows and stuff.
Oh, yes. Now, just first of all, the primer. Raymond Lear is his real name.
Raymond Lear is actually not his real name.
Is it Raymond Elwood Lear?
It is Raymond Howard.
Oh, God.
Raymond Howard.
Whatever. But
that's one of the updates that we found out. We found out his real name. It is Raymond Howard.
That's incredible. Lord Rael is a cult leader. I'm going to say of a boutique cult.
Oh, yeah.
That started, you know, in the United States of America, moved to Mexico. But where we get involved is somewhere around 2012. We found Lord Rael. I was listening to Coast AM. And I heard somebody call in during the open line section, where they were like, you will all face the wrath of Lord Rael. And I looked it all up and I found that there was this man, this very fat, dumpy, bad man, that believed that he had control over the weather and that he came from a UFO over Israel. And we started talking about him. And then this is back when Facebook was something that normal people use.
It was fine. It was fun.
It was almost fun. And we had a group. Like, you know, our Facebook group, we were, like, involved in all the time.
Well, it was a very small Facebook. It was, like, less, I think it was, like, 500 people at that point. We knew a lot of the people. Like, we ended up meeting a lot of these people. We ended up becoming friends with some of them
that we're
still friends with to this day. Like, it was a very cool little group. And this group infiltrated the Lord Rael Facebook group.
So Lord Rael's, because it started with them trying to sneak into our Facebook groups, and then the mods would catch them, and then they would create, because Lord Rael on his Facebook group, they would do these really long ecumenical style names that were really funny, like Archduke, blah blah blah, which you're going to hear a couple today, and so our people would make fake ones and get all the dirt on him and then just send us all of the stuff from the inside of his cult.
Yeah. And because it's one of those it's one of those harmless cults, like completely and totally harmless.
Well, so far. And
mostly
it is harmful to a lot of their credit scores. And I think it's also extremely harmful to any sort of regular employment.
Yeah.
Now, is it a sexy cult?
No.
Well, we definitely had some questions about that when they moved to Baja California, because it seemed like when they moved to Baja California, because it was very small here in America.
It's because they're real into Baja Blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like...
Dude, this is before Baja Blast.
Yeah. Lord Rael looks like he trains for a marathon using Baja Blast.
And so they moved from America, and there, it's very simple, where like this guy, Lord Rael, Rael is a truncation of the name Raymond Elwood, Elwood is his middle name. I think he changed his name to Raymond Lear, but he was born Raymond Howard.
Ugh.
But Rael is a truncation of it. About 10 people started following him, and he started putting out these videos. He started putting out, like, after a massively destructive weather event, he would put out a video saying, I was the cause behind that because nobody is believing that I am the new Messiah.
I am the Messiah.
Yeah.
And, but what he did.
Like the Jackson, Mississippi. Remember the Jackson tornadoes?
Joplin.
The Joplin, Missouri tornadoes. He took full credit for that.
And the reason why he decided to destroy the city of Joplin, Missouri was because people were calling him fat on YouTube. This is the main issue with Lord Rael, which is why it was so fun to engage with Lord Rael, because he is a petty god.
Yeah.
And he loves his body, and he doesn't want you to roast him at all. So there's no way he's going to get remotely upset about the fact that he looks like if Cherry Garcia was a person.
Yeah, Lord Rolo.
And we're going to get to the update. For the longest time, the only footage, the only video footage of Lord Rael was a 5-second clip of him riding on a horse.
Yes.
And in his full, because he has a costume, and he has very long gray hair, a big beard, and he wears
the Messiah look, because now he's all gray.
Well, he's all gray.
Because he used to dye the beard and the hair.
Yeah, but
he can't afford it anymore.
But he's also real fat now.
Yeah.
Like, he is so fat.
He's really
fat. That must have been a strong horse.
And I will say, there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
Because I actually think, weirdly, he looks good.
Yeah, I love being fat.
Like, I think he looks better with some meat on his bones.
When he was skinny, he looked like a criminal because, hey, guess what? He was a criminal.
Yeah.
He was arrested. This is just incredible stuff. Him and his mother went and kidnapped his ex-girlfriend and kept her hostage using furry handcuffs. And then finally, either she got away or they let her go, one of the two. And so Ray and his mother, like, fled to a local gym. I don't know why they went to the gym.
That's the only time he ever went to one.
That's where they had a shower.
Yeah.
The why. And so they went there and they called the police to try to get ahead of the story. They called the police and they're like, no, this woman kidnapped us. She was assaulting us.
Yeah. I knew then I was the victim of a sexual assault.
Use the handcuffs from Spencer's.
Yes. Lord Spencer, my main saint, the one that protects me from my own mother.
This was before he was Lord Rael. This was a couple of years before. And the funny thing about it is that no one really knows how the Lord Rael thing started, like where he started from,
yeah.
You know, how he got followers. He just appeared on YouTube one day. Like, mm-hmm. He appeared on YouTube with this, like, message to the world saying that I am the Lord God, and then people start calling him fat, making fun of him. And my favorite is his second video, is it starts with him going,
yeah, he's so sad. Do we play any of it?
Yeah.
So we can get into who he's talking. Here we go. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is what I said. This is his new video, so you can kind of hear what we're fucking dealing with.
Okay.
It's just a sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
It's because he looks like Quasimodo.
Brothers and sisters. And that is what you are. My brothers and sisters.
Whoa, he dropped the British!
Yeah, he dropped it.
I have a love the people at this table, in this room, that I cannot properly express.
It looks like your mom's boyfriend that you don't want to have anything to do with.
And I have a thankfulness.
Is he filming this on a BlackBerry?
For what all of you have done through some very trying times. This has been an amazing year in so many ways. We have come so close to our goal.
I've gone from double D to double E.
We can see more than just the light at the end of the tunnel. We can see home.
Shut up! Shut up! Just shut the fuck up!
He's gotten so fat that his beard doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Very important.
He's got George Lucas neck.
But yeah, this is Lord Rael, like,
you to believe this
today.
Truth.
Yes.
Or at least this is Lord Rael 4 years ago.
We would not have made it this far.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
All right, get this.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. Oh no. It is total nonsense. But that's
vamping.
That's one of the things that we found fascinating about this guy is like, where did he come from? How? Because it was early days when the internet was becoming ubiquitous, when it was becoming like a part of everyday life all the time.
Imagine an imaginary world where they gave you money to make web series.
But that's what, you know, because Henry was the one that brought it to us, is that it was an internet cult.
Yes.
It was just an internet cult. And if I remember correctly, I think that they were decentralized for a while. Like everybody was just sort of all over America. He was in Chicago doing his thing. I think he had like one guy. And then when they finally got together, that was in Baja, Mexico. And that, I think, is where some of the sexy stuff started, because they started getting defectors, because that's what happens when the sexy stuff starts. People get their feelings hurt.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. People get their feelings hurt real bad. And we did have one guy, like one of our Facebook group members, did end up talking to one of the defectors.
Yes.
And then he eventually returned to the cult and stopped talking.
So when we last left the cult, so you could go find our old episode, Lord Rael. I actually don't even know where the fuck it is. Somewhere in the ether.
Yeah, it's episode something. Yeah, in the first 100 episodes.
So yeah, we don't even fucking listen to that stuff because it was like many lifetimes ago.
Yeah, but remember, for you, it's today. For us, it's 12, 13 years ago.
Yes.
Imagine think about who you were 12, 13 years ago. Some of you were like 9 years old.
Oh, it's strange. It's really very strange. But now what we've learned is that, so now we left them in 2012.
Yeah.
When he was sort of like, he was actively engaging. Episode 78.
Yeah. There we go.
But he had some, obviously we kind of covered it lightly. And like, even now we're still kind of only picking up the bits and pieces we could find about him. But you know, like, so let's take us from there. We know when we were talking about Lord Rael, it was when he had just moved to Baja. He had brought a small group of people from America to Baja, Mexico, where they were living in like a shanty town.
Hold on, is he the guy who let the dogs out?
he might.
Well, part of the reason why they went to Baja, Mexico is because he had a warrant out for his arrest.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, Cabo's incredible, though. I mean, if you're going to go to a place for a cult, Cabo is, I mean, it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. So we're going to pick back up in 2012.
Like, okay.
Right after we had our episode in 2012, and we're just going to kind of go through a timeline here.
All right.
Of what has happened with Lord Rael and his followers up until a couple of years ago.
Can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
How many followers did he have?
Like 7?
Oh! I want to say.
Oh, what are we even talking
about? No, there was a period of time.
That's a birthday party.
It's not a cult.
Well, when it wasn't like localized, he had probably, I'd say at his biggest, he might have had 100 people.
Probably.
Like there was a big chunk of people that were just on the Facebook group, kind of. I think that there was a LARPing section.
Yeah. Okay.
Where people were kind of having fun, engaging with all of it on the internet, and that kind of the drama that would come out of it. I think people like to deal with it. But then once it became physicalized and he brought people to Baja, it shrunk because obviously it wasn't great. They went down there, it was poor conditions where they were.
Yeah.
They weren't getting a lot of food. I imagine that you had to go and you have to deal with, you are meeting Lord Rael on Facebook, but then when you go to Baja, Mexico, you meet Raymond.
Yeah.
And then you have
to Raymond can't afford the bottled water.
No. Raymond is not, he is not ready.
Yeah. Oh, and this is one other thing that I forgot that we definitely must, you know, put into play before we start on the current timeline. He claims to be protected by the Knights Templar.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, yeah. Again, coming back from the Anders Breivik series that we recently did. Yeah, but the funny thing is that you can only become a Knights Templar. You must await an email. And then once you have the email, then you may become a protector of Rael.
Do you think that it's one of those where they saw the male demon and that's why they thought the Knights Templar was satanic?
Well, the other thing, too, is that in when he was in Chicago. You remember the Guardian Angels in New York?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Guardian Angels were a group of people who got together in the 70s.
They had the hats.
Yeah, they were a vigilante group that wore, like, you know, berets and all that shit. They had uniforms. But there were also chapters in other cities. And there was a Chicago chapter because, he's Raymond Elwood from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Yeah, and he was in the Guardian Angels. And there's someone who was doing some investigation on Lord Rael got a hold of one of the Guardian Angels that Raymond Lear worked with. Henry, I want you to read this Chicago man's estimation.
His name is Raymond Elwood. He was my boss in the Guardian Angels. I started in 81. The knights came to him after that UFO did what it did to Jerusalem. He had no clue what's happening to him. They did this to fool us. It's the Knights Templar. I was a member of them when I met Raymond again. He is a host. No shit. He has a colostomy bag. He got it years ago. And he was abusing drugs. He has a big history. So Raymond Elwood.
Imagine someone with a colostomy bag trying to stop you from doing a crime.
Yeah. Hold on.
And lastly, before we get into the current timeline, he claimed to be like a high-ranking Freemason at one point before he was Lord Rael.
Oh, sure.
But the same guy who investigated him looked up, he was able to get a hold of like some Masonic records,
yes,
like when Raymond Elwood was supposedly a part of the Freemasons, and Raymond Elwood was suspended for non-payment of dues.
Yeah, of course,
because you can't make God pay dues.
Well, because he said, I was blackballed from the Freemasons for trying to tell the truth.
So funny. Yeah. Being blackballed.
Secret society coming out just to be like, this guy's not part of us. I really do expose myself.
We're not supposed to really disclose our membership, but that fat fuck has got nothing to do with us. Yeah. We actually are looking for, honestly, Zendaya. We're looking, trying to get our hands on some Zoomers. Sydney Sweeney, please.
And the reason why we keep doing that voice and why it's so different from the one that you just heard, he used to speak in this accent and used to roll his I am Lord Rael.
I'm trying to find the OG videos because remember his YouTube channel. Here it is.
You'd always wear purple and shit, right?
I'm sending this to you right now, Rob. This is the Fifth Seal video. When he did, because remember his YouTube channel is Christ Has Returned.
Yeah, Christ Has Returned. The other thing about him is that they don't really release shit all that often, except for obsessive videos about the Torah codes.
They love the Torah codes. Yeah. There's a lot of people. I'm kind of fascinated by the Torah codes.
It's interesting.
I was talking about it with that because Jake Young was staying at my house. We were talking
Young from Wizard and the Bruiser.
Yeah, so we were talking about the tunnels underneath the synagogue in New York.
Yeah.
And you're kind of talking about that whole concept of, it was very, very interesting because he was talking about the concept of like the schism that was happening in that specific group.
Sure.
And how one of it was kind of this offshoot of an extreme group that believed a former rabbi, like he was such a good dude and they liked him so much, eventually they began to think that he was a messiah. And then there was, because he told all of them he was the only one who knew the secret name of God. And he could, or this was from back in the day. And so the secret name of God gave him all these powers because that's in the Torah. So they have this idea that there's like this super, super, super secret name.
Jehovah.
That's not it.
Nah, that ain't it.
Jay-Z doesn't
Yahweh,
even know the name.
It's not Yahweh either.
Yeah. They don't like, it is literally it's a very secret name. And so, but that's why, I also find Torah codes to be fascinating.
Well, Torah codes is, if I'm understanding this correctly, I might be wrong on this, but it is assigning numerical values to letters in the Torah.
It's numerology.
Yeah, it's numerology. And by assigning these numerical values, you can figure out secret messages.
You ever see Pi?
Yes.
You remember how they talk about how they're trying to find the secret name for God in Pi?
Yeah,
and using Pi, a
very Jewish movie. Yeah.
Yes, they do that.
That's the Torah codes. And these people are obsessed with the Torah codes.
Okay.
My children, you are growing weary of the weight. You tire of the struggle against the unworthy, the wanton, and the wicked. You wish me to enact my final judgment upon them.
Not own the rights to this music.
And be done with it. I do not blame you for this.
It still soon, only has eight point eight thousand views.
Very soon.
It's 9 years
but
old.
But not until more of them have tasted the suffering that they have wrought upon those who have loyally served me.
And I miss
not until
death.
The martyrs have completed their tasks.
Excuse me while I microwave
my dinner. Just a bit longer, my children.
What's
going
to happen?
What must be done. Must be done.
For what must be done must be done.
Must be done.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's my favorite.
For what must be done must be done.
Someone bring me my sweatpants.
I hear the ding of the microwave. But wait, for I must wait an additional 3 minutes for
Pierce!
It to cool down.
What must pierce the bed of the mac and cheese to let out all of the steam inside before it burns your precious tongue?
All right, let's get to the timeline. What the fuck this guy has been up to since we covered him. In 2012, he appointed Cardinal Richard Ruff as prime cleric of the International Congregation of Lord Rael. Richard
Ruff.
Yep. Dick Ruff.
Dick Ruff. Yeah.
Dick Ruff.
Oh, Dick Ruff.
Sounds like a guy who died standing next to John Holmes.
Yep. Dick Ruff has been his right-hand man forever.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, that's been the guy that he's the true believer, the guy that's never faltered in following Lord Rael.
Hi, my name is Penis Soft. No, Dick Ruff's my brother.
And so from 2012 to like 2015, not a lot happened.
Yeah, he was taking a break. I think he was taking it easy.
Baja.
He was down in Baja. He might have been contemplating giving it all up.
Maybe, for 3 years.
But he just kind of, I feel like it coasted. It's weird because the Baja contingent is still around.
Oh, yeah, very much so. They're still all there. Oh, we're going to talk about
this. This is weirdly successful in that way.
We're going to talk about the travels of these people because they don't stay in Baja.
No.
In 2015, Richard Ruff was revealed through the Torah code, and this was something that he wrote himself, revealed to be the reincarnation of Moses.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
He creates Torah codes using the keys to the Bible. It's software that he created himself, sells it for $99.
Woo, that's it? To find out the secrets of the Torah?
$99. That's all.
That's
but
it?
It's been verified to be fake by independent rabbis. But he will also create codes to defame anyone who challenges his authority. Anyone who says that he's full of shit, he can make up codes to say that the Torah says they're wrong.
Hey, that's a fucking, that's the power. That's his actual skill.
Yeah.
That is less than $10 a commandment.
But in 2016, they moved from Baja to Jerusalem.
Yeah. Whoa. Now, this is wild. This is a whole sidestep. Maybe he might have been looking around to see where they were going to go next. Because obviously they're not welcome anywhere they go.
No.
Like whatever the crew would be. Like they're not super welcome because they're very difficult.
Yeah, it's like if when you pretend to be a god, it's like a bad thing or something.
It's just hard to keep up.
Yeah, people don't like it. And so once they moved to Jerusalem, they of course started seeing signs everywhere because they're looking for signs everywhere.
And it's Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's Jerusalem. Yeah.
If you're going to look for religious iconography,
yeah,
it's their tourism district.
Yeah.
I put the whale in Wailing Wall.
So in 2016, there was a big sunspot. And this sunspot...
This is ripe for them.
This is so... The sunspot took the shape of a heart, which fulfilled a secret Catholic prophecy of the Sacred Heart of Christ. And they took that as a sign because it occurred about 2 weeks after they arrived in Jerusalem, which tells them, hey, we're on the right track here. Because Ray and... Because that was one of the things that we really debated in our episode, if I remember correctly. If Ray and Richard Ruff are in on it together.
See, this is it's so hard with cult leaders because he's been in character for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we always kind of, I remember one of the first times we really had that significant debate was during the Jonestown episodes.
Yeah.
We were talking about like how far outside is a cult leader? Like how far foot do you have to keep out to know that you're, what plot line you're keeping the crew on? And I do think they are in it together now. Now, upon re-looking at it, I think that, because he's obviously found a way to make a living being Lord Rael, and so he must have some base, and he's obviously, I'm just going to put it out there, not the detail guy.
No.
So I think he needs IT. He needs support. It is a lot for him. I don't know if he's doing it all on his own.
He needs a wrangler.
He needs a wrangler.
Because that's what every cult leader needs, is you need a wrangler.
Well, you got the enforcer. You got to have the hand of the king.
Mm-hmm. Like Jim Jones had like four wranglers.
Yeah.
Like,
Didn't they kill a senator or something?
Yeah, they killed a senator.
Yeah.
But that was just that was the rank and file that killed the senator.
Yes.
As far as the people in Guyana itself, like he had a few women that were just these diehard, ride or die. Like they're fucking, they did anything that he said. And of course, there's debate as to how far Jim Jones kept them away from his ultimate plan, but there's also, you know, some theories, or at least, because that's the thing with Jim Jones, you can really only theorize what was going through his head.
Oh, of course.
And it's very possible that he got so far away from anybody that he lost the thread completely.
Yeah, I think.
And he just, this paranoia, like all the drugs, all the paranoia, everything, and having so much power over so many people in such an isolated place, that he just lost it. He, you know, they killed the senator. They knew, like, he knew that the game was up for him. And so he had this group of people that was so behind him, they were able to force, because that's the thing about Jonestown, is that most of those people were forced to drink the Flavor-Aid / Kool-Aid. It was both, by the way.
They had a gun to the back of their heads.
I listened to the whole thing once, just like out of like just sheer curiosity, and it was depressing.
No, I've listened to it multiple times. I have it on vinyl.
No, there you go.
He loves it. It was actually their wedding song.
It was a long ceremony.
Yeah, it very much was. And so on May 24th, 2016, this is about 2 months after they arrive in Jerusalem, an unscheduled egg-shaped blood moon appeared above Jerusalem, fulfilling
like a clot in his eyeballs.
That fulfilled a secret Catholic prophecy called the Red Egg. And according to the Return of Christ, which, by the way, the Return of Christ is the book that Lord Rael wrote, which we didn't have time to read, unfortunately.
I just didn't want to buy it. didn't want to give him any money.
This plus the sunspot further confirmed and validated the Sacred Heart of Christ prophecy, which again proves, hey, we're doing the right thing.
I'm looking at these now. You can't even really get the book.
No, I imagine they're all gone.
Yeah, I think that he just... Oh, no, because you know why? It's by Angelus Domino.
Angelus Domino. Yeah,
that's another one of his terms.
He has many different aliases. One of them is Angelus Domini.
Here we go. This is the official blurb of The Return of Christ. This book provides an all-encompassing truth with undeniable evidence. Christ has returned and is walking the earth today. From reports of Christ descending over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the UFO over Jerusalem, to a plethora of prophecies being fulfilled within the Abrahamic faiths, including Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and many other ancient beliefs.
The red egg, the heart, so on and so forth.
With the intriguing Torah codes verified by mathematical statistics, the Bible's secrets are now being revealed as computers decode the ancient scriptures, revealing the identity of the Messiah. Multiple corrections are provided to errors that have crept up into modern Bibles, including simple translation errors, alterations of scriptures, and outright deceptions.
Mm.
So he doesn't believe in the Bible.
No, he said, well, his version of it.
Yeah.
And this was written by Cardinal Richard Ruff.
Yeah, this is like Taylor, you know? This is like, you know, the Bible wasn't going well for Rael, so he's got Rael's version.
Of course. But, well, because he has, it's the same thing that so many cult leaders say over the years, like, I talk to God. The Pope doesn't talk to God. The Pope is a false prophet. The Pope is a fraud.
I agree with him there.
Well, of course. But he says, I'm the one that talks to God, and I'm the one one that says what the Bible should really say, because, you know, the Bible has gone through so many translations over the years that it's, you know, so much of its meaning has changed from the original text. And so he can say whatever the fuck he wants to say. He can say that when it was translated from this version to the King James version, this was lost in translation. And what it really means is what I say it means. And of course, what he says it means always feeds back into what is best for him.
Oh, of course. And this, I love this, is the foreword of, I'm looking at this now. This would lead to, the guy who wrote the foreword is a guy named John Griffin II, who's the director and founder of Uini Research, and he looks like a penis.
Uini Research?
It might be Uini Research. It might be. But he said that he was like, the co-author of this book, Richard Ruff, who also chose to delve into controversial subjects that most would avoid. He risked his social and professional reputation by publicly posting his research for the public and other experts to review, as any true, transparent, and honest researchers often do.
Wow.
It's just, I think that's just because it's in the book. I think, oh yeah, it's coming hard for a lot of Jewish concepts.
Yeah, that's what, that's usually how it happens.
That goes over well in Jerusalem.
They just like,
speaking of which, on June 16th, 2016, 3 months after they arrived, members of the clergy were arrested in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
They were reported to have stayed there illegally, threatened the state of Israel, stalked rabbis, and generally causing a nuisance.
Yeah, they love that over there.
Whoa, dude, this is fucking hilarious. The whole preface by Captain Richard Ruff of this whole thing is very, very funny, is that he was taken. He said that he himself, when he was working on Bible codes in his own way, he plugged in the name Raymond Lear into his own Bible code computer program. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that came up is the words, "He is the Messiah."
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, after they got arrested in Jerusalem, like, it almost went from harmless to mass suicide.
Yeah.
Because authorities were contacted by family members of the cult who got word from members of the cult that they were planning a mass suicide because Lord Rael did not show up for Purim, where he was allegedly going to be announced as Messiah, as foretold by Cardinal Kelly Patrick via what else but the Torah codes.
I find it interesting that it was Purim was the holiday he chose.
He chose Purim again and again. Is it Purim or Purim?
Purim.
Purim. Yeah, he chose Purim again and again and again as his special day.
Well, it says that it's a very, he loves this day. I know that it's like a celebratory day.
It's a celebration,
It's a celebratory day. People wear costumes a lot. But would you, it's a major holiday, right?
Yeah, I mean, they all are.
Yeah. Well, somewhere you go, like, they have like a, there's, like,
it's a happy one. It's not too serious. You don't have to fast or anything.
Yeah, it's like a fun one.
Yeah.
Well, the day that all of his people were arrested, Lord Rael tweeted, "Denial was bad enough. Now you persecute my saints, my torrents has been exceeded."
Dude, you guys got to read The Return of Christ. I'm looking at this right now. I can't believe we didn't have all. Raymond Elwood Lear. He writes in the third person. Raymond Elwood Lear was conceived during the blood moon tetrad that occurred in alignment with the Hebrew feast calendar. He was conceived in the blood moon eclipse that fell on the Hebrew holiday of Sukkot, and then thus was being brought into this world just after the reunification of Jerusalem. His father, his biological father, was William Collins, a Rosicrucian of the famous Collins dynasty, which is directly descended from King David. There is much speculation on the internet about the Jewish Collins bloodline being the top occult Illuminati family. We maintain that what it actually makes it special is its direct Davidic lineage. And then it says here, he was born to the humans, Ruth Alice Smith, but he said mostly he was born in the streets of Chicago, where he find himself fighting far more than just well-armed street gangs.
Mm-hmm. He was born, he didn't mean the blood moon eclipse, he meant the blood moon eclair, of course.
And also in Chicago, before he was Lord Rael, he had like 4 failed runs for office.
He did. This is what it says.
He's a libertarian.
He was working for the Guardian Angels, and the public saw him as the only incorruptible man in Chicago.
Wow.
What years was that?
90s, early to mid 90s.
Yes.
Oh, Yeah, you, as you can see, he's getting a little older.
Yes, but he's got to be in his 60s.
Right? Yeah, yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, but by the way, speaking, you know, I mentioned the Pope earlier. On July 20th, 2017, he did lay claim to Vatican City. It is his.
It's coming for him.
Yeah.
So don't get in his way. He's coming for it.
You know what? Give it to him.
Yeah. Dude, see what he does. New management.
Dude, I actually forgot about this, that he was like somewhat involved with the murder or something with his stepfather, because they said that he came for his stepfather,
right,
killed his mother, and he said that, because that's why he left America. He said he jailed both him and his elderly mother on false charges, all to keep him out of office, and he said his false persecution and imprisonment were prophesied in Matthew, blah blah blah. But that's why, according to him, Raymond was then quote unquote secretly removed from the U.S. and during January of 2011, he was kept in quote the international zone between the U.S. and Mexico. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There is no neutral area,
even like on top of the wall. It does not exist.
Yeah, yeah, you are one or the other, depending on the butt cheek.
Yeah.
Well, in 2017, we all know what was becoming real big that year: cryptocurrency.
Oh yeah.
So on August 26th, 2017, Rael publicly declared possession of Earth's gold and silver and introduced a new monetary instrument called Godcoin.
Godcoin!
Godcoin is in favor of a universal gold and silver backed currency system that provides abundance for all who are found worthy, along with providing a social safety net that will prevent falling into poverty. According to Lord Rael's website, Godcoin, it is the only authorized currency of the new kingdom. That's godcoin.gold.
.gold. This is another scam. All these guys, all these Christians are starting to find the Bitcoin now.
Yeah.
It's like a new scam. And he's doing it. He actually kind of got...
way early on it.
I'll say this for Lord Rael. He understood the power of the internet early.
He did.
And then he could build a sustainable niche, like boutique cult that can make him have a living.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need on the internet.
Yeah, that's what they say. Being early, though, is worse than being late.
Always.
Yeah. If you're too early, you might as well have not have done anything at all.
Well, people talk about us because they say they always find the corpses of pioneers, the footsteps of others on their back.
Yes. But on his website, when he talks about Godcoin and how big it's going to be, he says, "Dominion is not subtle. Godcoin would be the only authorized new currency of the new kingdom. Very soon, buying and selling will not occur without accepting the new coin of the realm." It's the mark. He fully admits that it is the mark of the beast, but in a good way.
In a good way.
The mark of the beast, it says, for a very long time, Christians have been preaching that the mark of the beast was something evil and something to be avoided at all cost. They did not know what they were speaking of. The second beast of Revelation 13 is Lord Rael.
Whoa!
And any true theologian knows that the Bible uses the word beast to describe leaders, not to disparage them. So the Lord is called the Lamb. The Lamb is a beast. Therefore, the mark of the beast is a good thing. And he says, it is the Lord who creates a monetary system that eliminates crime by tracking and tracing all financial transactions, thus removing the ability to commit money-based crimes. And without the ability to commit crimes motivated by money, no more crime.
There you go.
Yes.
Get rid of it.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's easy to do.
Also, lambs aren't beasts.
No, they're animals.
Goats are, you know, maybe.
They're goat's cute. A beast. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
Rough beast.
Even like a sheep, is it a beast?
No.
Yeah.
A sheep is not a beast. No.
Yeah, yeah.
I buy this paperback of The Return of Christ?
Paperback?
Yeah, buddy. You can get it in print. Do I buy this? Do I have this in my home?
No.
Do I give this out for gifts at Christmas?
Oh, my God.
Do
yes.
I give him money?
Yeah, bro, it's definitely a great
look,
white elephant.
All of the purchasers are his followers.
Of course.
They're all like reviews, and they put their little like, because they all have little badges that they put on it. Wow.
I mean, he's going to get a notification that you bought it.
Yeah.
He's going
to
know.
He's definitely get it sent to the P.O. box.
Yeah, he's going to get an email, and he's just going to go, ka-ching.
Another. Yes, another member of the corrupt
yes,
media.
We could have lunch
today. One fish taco for me. One, two fish tacos for me.
And by the way, if you want God coin, the only way you can earn God coin is by working for the Crown or Crown-licensed private companies.
Oh.
Yeah, so it is. He's very much looking at this as a theological dictatorship. The currency will be valid for all legal purchases, including purchasing leaves from the Tree of Life to remain alive and healthy while in service to the Crown.
Oh, so he's just going to be like shit from Michaels?
I think because basically what he's doing is he's creating like Disney bucks.
Yeah.
Where you have to buy Disney bucks to get when you get into Disney so you can buy stuff at Disney.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And, but they're more expensive, but than it's actually worth.
Yes. Exactly. So Raymond Elwood.
Oh, this book is all Torah codes.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
This Torah code shit's stupid.
What is it? Just not ones and zeros?
It's just all saying, it's all him proving all of his various, it's what he's doing. It's like some information, but most of this is straight up just his proof that the things that he say are going to happen, happen.
Is it written left to right?
No. He can't do that. But this came out fucking right before COVID hit.
Yeah, it did. But by the way, Kelly Patrick that I mentioned earlier, he has a LinkedIn where he lists the entire corporate structure of the Lord Rael Empire. Richard Ruff is CEO. Kelly Patrick is COO, and the CTO, Chief Technical Officer, is Bishop Samuel Grenier, who was the Scottish judo champion in 1980.
Whoa. Yes, that's right. I thought they had a judo champion. They also had an NFL player for a hot second.
Oh, there was a very, actually, oh man.
Fridge?
No, he was an American like NFL player who came out, like Lord Rael was
Adam Wema
for like just a little bit. He was like on ESPN.
Yes, Adam Wema was this guy. This was back in the day. It's 2014.
Yeah, because this guy came out and said like, hey, Lord Rael is the Messiah. I follow Lord Rael now. And he got fucking cut.
Then he headbutted the wall.
Yes. This is according to Adam Wema. I have joined with the unstoppable force who remains victorious. Christ, Jesus, Yeshua, Lord Rael, God, Jehovah, I am. He is everything you want him to be because he loves you all so much. It's all in caps. I can't even explain his love. You can only experience it. You guys wonder how I do it. I take no credit for my standards today. This smiles from Christ. Jesus who stretches me. All glory to him.
Cut. Like, fucking, what was he with the Vikings?
Seahawks.
Yeah. And my very minor player. But yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I never heard of him.
I think it was his rookie year, too. So it's just like he is.
Yeah, because he left the scouting combine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said he could leave the scouting combine, and then when he left, his defiance would be met. It's Lord Rael said that they will then definitely put you on the Seahawks. And then what's hard is that if you're not at the combine, though,
yeah.
You can't be seen by the Seahawks.
I mean, what's wrong with Rael? This was money.
Yeah.
He said he left there.
It's because he's still, it's just weird. He's bad at it.
Yeah,
he's not good at it.
Yeah, that is the thing, is that he had a really good idea and really bad execution. Like, that was his biggest problem. He just doesn't know how to execute. And by the way, what is the Jubilee birthday? Is that 75, 60?
I believe the Jubilee birthday is 50.
Ooh.
I believe it's a 50.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's 50.
Yeah, 50. So, okay, he's actually not that old.
I think he might be lying.
He might be out. Like, he said he turned 50 in 2018.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you see that fucking guy?
Well, he looks like shit. I don't think he's taking care of himself.
No. And in 2018, the Gary, Indiana Parole District Facebook page posted a wanted poster of Raymond Elwood for absconding parole.
Oh, yes.
And on January 10th, 2019, Lord Rael issued his Pentecost address to the world and announced, "The end begins now."
2019.
Yeah, that was the last time. And then he was really ramping up again.
He was kind of right on that one.
Well, he was ramping up. This is what's hard, is that like, if you just keep saying it, eventually something bad is going
to
happen.
Did he claim that COVID was him?
Yes. We'll get to that here in a second.
Okay.
This is a funny one. On February 27th, 2019, they said that this guy, Michael Haar, he self-realized that he was the cult's returned prophet Elijah.
Wow.
He self-realized that.
Oh, wow.
On his 32nd birthday.
That's
incredible.
He'd
been a part of the cult since 2016. Hmm. Previously, the cult's Elijah, Oprah.
What?
Like Oprah had been the Elijah before.
She's so hard to book.
Yeah.
Popra.
Popra. Yes. That's what she's got to do.
And on Purim 2019, Raymond Lear was anointed King of Kings in Rosarito, Mexico, at the Hotel Calafia.
Did you see that on pay-per-view or no? I didn't check it out. I was too busy getting my dick sucked by this old man in a cavern.
Oh, and I forgot this. Kelly Patrick is a woman. She was revealed as the Bride of Christ through a Torah code.
Whoa!
The Torah code is, indeed, she is the bride, Kelly P.
So he says that the fucking Torah code, like, knows people's specific names.
It knows, the Torah code knows everything.
So you can go and it'll be like, Henry, get the pastor of the day. Like, if I want to find out what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
That day, I just go to the Torah and I just like flip through a bunch of numbers.
I think you can do anything with it. At least they do anything with it.
Kelly Patrick was a bishop, correct?
Yes.
That's more progressive than the Catholic Church.
It is.
I know. There's, again, broken clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the big thing about these guys is if we can go to 2020, on January 10th, when the CDC announced that the coronavirus pandemic had begun, it was exactly 1 year, and this is actually true, exactly 1 year after Lord Rael said that the end begins now.
But then it's funny because if it was 368 days, it would not have worked. Mm-hmm. But because it was three, it was like the year mark. He's just like, yes, that's it. That's the way in. Yes. Yes. I was kind of hoping we'd see a weird star or Biden would fall down.
Last minute fucking.
Yeah, man, it's been a year. It has been a year.
Yeah, it was a fucking buzzer beater, man.
Do you think he knew it like from his like iPhone photo memories? Oh my God, it has been a year.
Oh, wow. And from there on, like, they just kept saying, yeah, COVID was us. They're saying, like, COVID was the sign. COVID is the, you know, that is the sign that the end has begun. And the more people that died, the happier he was.
Oh,
like,
yes.
He got fucking psyched when 4,500 people died in India in one day.
Well, it's because then he's just like, now we reap the benefits. And it's like, it still hasn't paid out.
Kiss the holy pangolin.
Have you ever eaten bat? Yes. Oh, come closer. This bat's coughing.
And you may not be surprised to hear that he is anti-vax.
No, why?
Yeah.
Why?
But the funny thing is, they're also anti-testing.
Yeah,
like, they refuse to even test for COVID-19.
Oh, yeah. He's really not into it. But he would go and, like, he got baptized, he got rebaptized.
He got rebaptized.
In the Catholic Church?
No, in the ocean.
Oh!
It is the funniest baptism I've ever seen. It is Lord Rael, who is, like, when I say he's fat, like, I mean he has one of those incredible, massive Santa Claus belly.
Yeah, yeah. He's just, it's the bad fat. It's what I have.
It's just this huge, gigantic belly. These four guys take him out into the ocean. It's at sunset, and one of them is holding like a flashlight to make sure that the iPhone they're filming it on captures the whole thing. Lord Rael, of course, as we heard, he has dropped the British accent completely.
I think he's just like, this is just not, I can't do this.
Yeah, and then he lies down in the ocean. The fucking waves come over him, and you can tell he's struggling to get up.
Of course.
He's like a turtle on his back.
Yeah, especially once he's wet. It's great.
And it takes three guys to get him back up again.
You know, like when they have to move a dolphin?
Yeah.
That's how it felt.
First they started to roll him back into the ocean, and they're like, no,
bring him back. He's a guy. Also, what's funny, this is a little note, okay? If you're going to do a big cult ceremony and you're going to film it and you want to appear mysterious and inscrutable, this is a little tip I'm going to give you. Steam your linen. I'm sorry. All right. And I understand this phenomena because every single time we get an email about us mispronouncing something, and then we get like an email where you've stopped everything. You've stopped the whole episode that we've done like 25, 30 hours of work on just because we mispronounce the thing. And then you don't like listen to the rest of it. Right. Like, I understand that now because I'm watching the cult video and all of the sheets are obviously fresh from packaging.
Yeah.
And it's like, You got to steam out these creases.
Got to steam out the creases.
I really see do. The Kmart. You know what I mean? I don't see, there is no, I'm not getting Mormon Tabernacle vibes from this.
No. Oh, and I also, I forgot to mention that his mother was said to be a direct descendant of Joseph Smith, who was also, yes. you know, the Mormon prophet.
Yeah.
And today, Richard Ruff and Michael Haar, who remember, he's the Elijah, they run social media and most of the operations. They have a few Facebook groups active. They have Ray Elite Teachings, the International Congregation of Lord Rael, and the Torah Codes group. They also have YouTube channels, but the YouTube channels haven't posted anything in 2 years.
Yeah, okay. Everything's kind of up. Ever since COVID, it seems like the post-COVID thing really kind of crushed them. I feel like they saw an opportunity to make it big during 2020,
mm-hmm.
and then it just didn't take.
Do you think there's a chance he's dead?
No.
No, not yet. He's still alive.
No, they're going to
I mean, how would we know? It's not like it's going to be in the news.
I guess not. Yeah. I don't know. I actually feel like we'd know if you... I feel like...
Somebody would call you.
Somebody in this... if I looked it up, because he has fucked people over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no way there's not somebody who's
waiting.
Does
he still have a warrant, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
It sounds like he's kind of semi-involved with the murder.
Where do you think he is now? Mexico again?
He's going to die in Mexico.
Okay.
Definitely. He's never coming back to the United States. Because it's the thing, he does have enough, he still has online followers too who give him money. Like, he has a lot of them, or relatively a lot of them.
Like,
but
what are we talking, like 20, 100?
100, I'd say. You know, they probably come in and out.
Enough to survive in Mexico.
Yeah, and their place is actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
Like at least it was the first Baja place that they got was pretty nice. Like, nicer than you would think they would have.
There is a Care to some petition site that is trying to getting Raymond Lord Rael Lear to show up or shut up, basically saying, if the world's not going to end, I want my money back.
Wow.
That's incredible. So, hey, guys, that is our first update episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it in. We got it in there. We're going to have a bunch of other ones.
Yeah.
Now we're going to be doing a fuck ton this whole year.
We're going to have 40 of these episodes this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. This is going to be great for me, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
I actually appreciate this because I need all the references.
Yeah. No, you're going to get all of them, man.
No, honestly, this is, hopefully, let's see what happens here. He tried to abduct several women. He had a phony CIA badge. He posed as a U.S. senator to a woman. He tried to hire somebody else to help him kidnap another woman. And then he also, he was arrested for attacking his ex-wife, which is what he said, that the cops drugged her and put these implanted memories into her head.
Who the hell is going to believe that he's a senator?
Dummies, unfortunately. That's unfair. It's the people that are, really broken.
Really
broken.
I mean, if you saw a picture of him back when he was Raymond Lear, he looked like, I mean, he did look like a criminal, but I also only saw pictures of him in mugshots.
Yeah.
But he could maybe pass himself off as somebody, you know, some sort of congressman.
But do you remember he was delivered here by the UFO over Israel? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Have you looked at the UFO over Jerusalem?
No, I haven't.
You go take a look at it.
I will.
A lot of people have obviously debunked it.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's been it has been thoroughly debunked.
But it's good. I like it.
Yeah, the Iron Dome would have fucking blown it out.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for listening, and we'll see y'all next time.
See you next time. Bye, Herr Satan.
Bye.
Again. Bye.
See you soon, Lord Rael.
Thank you for enjoying the last update on the left. You can find other shows that you'll enjoy from the Last Podcast Network on lastpodcastontheleft.com. See you there.